I'm Mike Mossy, and this is World Technology Update 2006. In space news, Bigelow Aerospace, a major contender in the commercial space industry, has successfully launched and expanded their one-third scale inflatable space habitat. The space habitat, called Genesis 1, is said to be operating within expected parameters, according to the company founder and hotel tycoon Robert Bigelow. Genesis 1 will remain in orbit for the next 5 years to test the durability of the craft and to test the sustainability of the life support systems. The inflatable structure is composed of materials such as Kevlar and a fibrous textile called Tektran. These materials should protect inhabitants against space debris and small meteorites. Onboard cameras have already been sending back images from the craft, and more high-quality images are expected as bandwidth increases. Full-scale habitat modules are planned for launch in 5 years, according to Bigelow. Several modules will be linked together to form an orbital space hotel, capable of housing several space tourists. Bigelow Aerospace has also put out a challenge to the commercial space industry. Called America's Space Prize, Bigelow is offering $50 million to any company that is capable of flying no less than a crew of five aboard a spacecraft that reaches an altitude of 400 kilometers and completes two Earth orbits at that altitude. This privately funded spacecraft must be at least 60% reusable and capable of demonstrating its capability of docking at a Bigelow space station and remaining there for 6 months. To win the prize of $50 million, this will have to be performed twice in 60 days. Bigelow is also offering anyone the ability to fly objects to space, including pictures and other small objects that will fly in fall 2006 aboard their Genesis 2 spacecraft for less than $300. Because of onboard cameras, you may even see your face flying around in space within the coming year. More information can be found at BigelowAerospace.com. And as always, you can learn more by visiting the World Technology Update website at worldtechnologyupdate.com and by visiting the World Technology Update audio blog, where you can find past segments you might have missed.